Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1. His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. As for himself, Abdu'l-Bahá testified to his own patience as he eagerly waited for Baha'is to develop the spiritual virtues. Friends, the time is coming when I shall be no longer with you. I have done all that could be done. I have served the cause of Baha'u'lláh to the utmost of my ability. I have labored night and day all the years of my life. Oh, how I long to see the loved ones taking upon themselves the responsibilities of the cause. Now is the time to proclaim the kingdom of Baha. Now is the hour of love and union. Ah, me, I am waiting, waiting to hear the joyful tidings that the believers are the very embodiment of sincerity and truthfulness, the incarnation of love and amity, the living symbols of unity and concord. Will they not gladden my heart? Will they not satisfy my yearning? Will they not manifest my wish? Will they not fulfill my heart's desire? Will they not give ear to my call? I am waiting. I am patiently waiting. Stanwood Cobb wrote that on one occasion he spoke of the need for loving patience in the face of aggravating behavior on the part of others. One might say, well, I will endure such and such a person so long as he is endurable. But Baha'is must endure people even when they are unendurable. Stanwood Cobb pointed out that he did not look at us solemnly as if appointing us to an arduous and difficult task. Rather, he beamed upon us delightfully, as if to suggest what a joy to us it would be to act in this way. Professor Jacob Kunz and his wife, Anna, spoke with the Master in 1921. They wondered how one should deal with people who denied religion. He answered, "You must be tolerant and patient, because the station of sight is a station of bounty. It is not based on capacity. They must be educated." Thank you.
Thy name is my healing, O my God, and remembrance of thee is my remedy. Nearness to thee is my hope, and love for thee is my compact. Thy mercy to me is my healing and my succor, and both this world and the world to come. Thou verily art the all bountiful, the all knowing, the all wise, Baha'u'llah. Hovallah, Parvadigar, Ghalbe Safi, Chundar Atta Faima, Ainain.